This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Yesterday, at a West Virginia resort, a conference of insurance brokers and agents heard Ambassador L. Paul Bremer say something that he hadn't said before about Iraq during his tenure there as the American proconsul. He said, "We never had enough troops on the ground." According to a press release issued by the group he spoke to, Ambassador Bremer reiterated his belief that regime change in Baghdad was the right thing to do, that he is optimistic about the future, that both presidential candidates have made it clear the U.S. will see it through in Iraq. But, Bremer said, when he arrived in Baghdad, the looting was horrid, and he said we paid a big price for not stopping it because it established an atmosphere of lawlessness. We never had enough troops. Democrat John Kerry said he hopes Vice President Cheney will acknowledge that error, as he called it, in this evening's debate. The White House declined to say whether Ambassador Bremer had actually requested more troops when he was in charge. He said in a speech last month, according to the Washington Post, that he had. Joining us is Major General William Nash, who is retired from the U.S. Army and now a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. General Nash, to what extent is Ambassador Bremer joining or defying a consensus, if there is one, on troop levels in Iraq?
Well, it depends on who you're talking about having the consensus. There's certainly been a number of folks, beginning, I guess, most visibly with retired Army Chief of Staff Rick Chinseki, when he said it, under congressional testimony, that we would need several hundred thousand soldiers. He was, of course, at that time widely vilified by the administration. But I think there's been a consensus of most professional military and a lot of observers that there was not enough forces in place before the war and not enough forces went to follow up the very successful military campaign.
You say that's one consensus. On the other hand, the administration says if the military had asked for more, they would have given them. They had enough.
Well, that's the question, I guess, that's unanswered. Maybe they were told not to ask. I don't know. But certainly Ambassador Bremer was in a position to provide political cover to the military leaders if they thought that they needed more forces.
General Tommy Franks, who commanded the war, told CBS News this summer that there was a trade-off for more troops. More troops meant more time, and so being ready to send more troops to Iraq would mean waiting to begin the war. And he asked rhetorically, what would Saddam Hussein do during, say, a six-month build-up? So he opted for a smaller force and a plan to build the force as necessary. Was that the idea? Fewer people get in there fast?
Well, that's certainly the case, but the trade-off is not between going in March or going 6 months later. They could have started the campaign and flowed in the forces immediately following, and maybe there would have been a 2 or 3 week delay, but as we know now, Saddam Hussein was not in much of a position to do anything about it.
If, in fact, you would be part of the group that would say that they were short, there should have been more forces there, how many more should there have been?
Well, I think what General Chinseki said at the time, several hundred thousand for a number of years, and that would be somewhere between 200 to 300, maybe 250, that would be immediately available to establish stability. Instead of that, there were just over 100, maybe 130,000 in the country at the time of Saddam's defeat.
Can you say with some confidence, or can anyone say with some confidence, that had there been a force of 300,000 or 400,000, the cities in what we now speak of as the Sunni Triangle would have been pacified far more easily than is proving the case?
Well, I certainly think it's safe to assume that we could have established a greater degree of stability. We could not necessarily have prevented some degree of insurgency, but the failure to have forces there and to have a plan to position those forces throughout the country, especially in the critical areas that we certainly had reason to know would be a problem, could have produced much better results than we actually achieved.
General Nash, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
William Nash, retired U.S. Army Major General, now a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, spoke to us from Charlottesville, Virginia.